Welcome to the Dr. Taz Show, the Superwoman's whole health fix. The juggling, the running, the list making, and the planning. It seems women today need superpowers to navigate our crazy world. On our show, we will be sharing tips and speaking with wellness experts from many different fields to help you awaken your inner superpowers and reach your full potential. Today, we are joined by Jessa Blades. Jessa Blades is a makeup artist, a natural beauty wellness expert, and an herbalist based in both Brooklyn and Los Angeles. Inspired by the idea of true healing and wellness, Jessa made the switch to natural products and founded her company, Blades Natural Beauty, in 2008, providing simple routines, pure products, and expert advice. Splitting her time as a makeup artist for celebrity and fashion clients, Jessa also consults about natural healing products and founded an online shop selling her signature line of skincare and hand-blended herbal teas, in addition to her favorite natural beauty and wellness products. When she's not working on set for editorial clients, she uses her 14 years of experience to teach private lessons and group workshops for women on how to apply makeup, how to choose the best and healthiest products, and how to incorporate herbs and food-based medicine into their lives to heal their skin. And I've got to tell you guys, as impressive as all this is, I met Jessa at a conference recently through Mind Body Green and was just blown away by her knowledge and her expertise and honestly her passion to bring this information to all of us, because we spend so much time, I think collectively, thinking about health and wellness, but so little time thinking about maybe the makeup that we use and how our skin, which is one of the biggest organs in our body, may be affected by the products that we're putting on ourselves topically. So I'm excited to bring Jessa to you today and let her really talk us through kind of this journey into makeup and beauty and health and wellness and where all of these things kind of combine. So welcome, Jessa. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be talking to you.
Wonderful. Now, Jessa, I tried to touch on everything in that intro, but I don't think I even nearly touched on all of your different elements that make up your background and where you're coming from. So you have a very diverse background. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about it and how all the different elements combine to lead you down this path into really digging into natural beauty?
Sure thing. Yeah, so I started out studying studio art and psychology in college, and I really love the idea of using the face as the canvas and also the psychology behind beauty. So using makeup as my tool, but working with self-esteem and really helping people feel better and feel more beautiful, using, you know, like I said, makeup as a tool, but it can only go so far. So the psychology piece is always really interesting to me. After college, I went and studied makeup artistry in Canada. And so I wanted to work in fashion and wanted to collaborate with other creatives. And I still do that, and I did that for years, and I think that that's a really interesting part, to really, you know, use the face as one medium, use color and line in clothing, and then, you know, production on stage or with lighting, and just really make something beautiful. But after, you know, years of doing that, I sort of saw in my own skin a real struggle to heal itself. I was dealing with my own skin issues, and then a lot of the models I was working with and a lot of the talent was really struggling with issues. And I had nothing to offer them. I sort of had been to makeup school. I said, okay, like, let's put more topical things on. And that wasn't really helping. And around that time, I started to learn about natural and organic products. And this was 8 or 9 years ago. You know, parabens weren't really in the mainstream media yet. I heard little clips about mercury mascara and lead in lipstick and things like that, but I didn't really know who to trust, and sort of went to the activist side of it all. I started working with the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics and trying to change legislation and do all of that. And I'll tell you that that got me very depressed. You know, when you work the real sort of hard hitting news, and whether it's climate change or sustainability or farming practices, that can, the reality is, are pretty depressing. So instead of only focusing on that, I and the sort of negative ingredients that we were putting on our skin, I went up to Vermont and started studying Western plant medicine with an herbalist named Rosemary Gladstar. And that really opened my eyes to the nature and the need to really support wonderful bee farmers who are making beeswax for our products and rosemary essential oil that's you know, harvested in a beautiful way, and how these products actually really help and heal our skin. And you know, the folk medicine that has been healing people for forever in this country, and also still continues to heal people around the world. So that it really sparked my interest in herbalism and food as medicine. And then, you know, more recently, it's been a study and a love of Ayurveda. I know we probably have a lot to talk about there.
Yes, but, I know. So, I mean, and you know me well, but, you know, my background is equally diverse. You know, as an integrative doc, I know about Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, all this other stuff. And I think it strikes me as I'm talking to you that when we study these old systems of medicine, we're suddenly so shocked by the wealth of knowledge that's there. I mean, even when you think about herbal medicine that people depended on for thousands of years, that our conventional model completely obliterates through the kind of the lens of not having enough research or whatever the excuse might be. And, you know, people existed on these remedies forever. And of course, why would you not use them on your skin as well? Why would you do anything differently? So, I know that you're passionate about this. I am too. But the beauty of those old systems of medicine and the beauty of using herbal and plant-based therapy and food as medicine is that you really do have something that the body can work with rather than fight against. And I know that you see that all the time. So, you know, you've got this diverse training. You have now Ayurvedic training, you have herbal training, you have a makeup artist background, you have a little bit of exposure to psychology. How did you set about to kind of make your own perfect, I guess, superpower soup, where you merge all these things together to create something that's really your life's calling? Kind of what was the next step?
The next step was realizing that, you know, that I really, by finding my passion in teaching, and realizing that the problem is not stupidity, it's education, you know, and it's also many, many years of brainwashing from the advertising and beauty industry, you know, and how do we we're looking at it with health. I mean, you're looking at it every day. It's like, it's not the quick fix anymore. And neither is it with for beauty. It's not the quick fix either. I mean, what's crazy about the beauty industry is they can sort of promise you anything because they're unregulated. The FDA doesn't regulate the beauty industry.
Right.
So they can say this concealer will cure your wrinkles, right? Whereas with herbs, we have to be very careful that we don't say it treats or cures. But in the beauty industry, they can load a lotion up with, you know, endocrine disrupting chemicals and neurotoxins, and then they can make a totally false claim, and there's no third party looking at them. So it's like, how do you retrain, you know, the average, we can say person, but I mostly work with women. How do you retrain them to say, like, hold on, this doesn't make sense to me that this lotion is going to cure all of my problems? And then the education also reminds them that their skin is their largest organ, and it's communicating, and it's time to listen to it, you know, and empowering them that what they're feeling is real, and that it is connected, and that there are ways that they can heal it. I love being a voice for my clients to say, like, you can heal this. You're going to heal it. It's not going to be me. You are.
you have to do this. And I love how you describe yourself. You describe yourself as a holistic skin coach. Is that how you envision yourself? It's almost like taking, you know, a client, one of our listeners, and saying, hey, I'm going to give you all the information. I want you to run with it and really make the changes. So tell me kind of what you do for people if they're coming to you and you're working as a holistic skin coach.
Sure thing. So I help them by looking at the three different sort of options for what could be causing the disease in their skin. I look at what are they putting on. So everything from their lotion to their mascara to their shampoo to their shaving cream. Like, could it be something in that, making sure they know how to detox their beauty products in a way? So what is going on topically? And then I look at, you know, what is going in, whether they're, you know, it could be a reaction to a pharmaceutical that they're taking, or it could be a reaction to dairy or wheat or some inflammatory food that they're eating. And then I help them really honor and look at the stress. So that is a life, you know, what is the stress lifestyle that's happening for them in that moment? I had a client the other day who, she's actually a really talented healer living in Brooklyn. And she was like, I'm having this crazy patch of, you know, sort of eczema bumpy thing mm-hmm. on her eye. And she's like, I don't know what it is. And I sort of walked her through, you know, a couple questions. And I said, and how are you? Are you feeling okay? Are you feeling stressed? And she said, I'm the most stressed out in my life that I've ever been. It's like, okay. Let's pause. You know, let's really talk about that because, you know, I have a really good feeling that that is what's causing it. You know, maybe the stressor has left your environment, but your body's still reacting. And, you know, let's support your, you know, all of your systems. Let's calm them in every way that we can. And then, you know, your body will get back into balance most of the time. It wants to be in balance. A lot of this stuff isn't as serious as we kind of hope it will be. I think a lot of people really want get a serious diagnosis that they can then freak out about instead of saying to them, you know what, I think you need
stress.
To quit your job.
It's your life. Yeah. You know, I feel silly. I've got to be honest. There are times where I go through these long workups with patients and at the end of it, you know, patients will make changes. They'll change their food. They'll go on some of the supplements. They'll, you know, make some of the mind body recommendations and they'll get better. But then I'll see them maybe 6 months to a year later and they're just doing amazingly well. They're sailing. You know, they feel like they've, they're better than they've ever felt before. And I'm like, well, what was different? What changed? I'm like, I quit my job or I got rid of that, you know, troublesome partner or I stopped engaging with my in-laws or whatever it is, you know. But,
right.
But I think people just, you know, they underestimate the power of stress while they are almost like super vigilant about everything else. So I think, you know, again, I wish we all had a great skin coach available to us because what I find is that women need someone to go to. It's not always their doctor. Oftentimes it's the person who's giving them beauty advice, the person who's giving them, you know, lifestyle advice. They want those people to be kind of that first stopping ground in terms of getting educated about health and wellness. So I think it's an amazing service that you offer. I mean, what do your patients take your advice and run with it? What do you sort of notice happening once you've delivered the message, so to speak?
Yeah, it's really neat because I like to hit a lot of different sort of points and entry levels. So I'll teach a workshop on a natural fertility and birth control workshop. A lot of folks are coming to me about hormonal birth control options and what that looks like for them. I'll also teach a class on medicinal beauty foods and then I'll talk to clients in those workshops and then I'll also see private clients and. Sometimes it will just be, I'll meet them one time and, you know, I saw one on the street the other day and they said, you know, Jessica, you changed my life. Like I am now going to study integrative nutrition and I, you know, totally healed this problem that was happening for me. And that's incredible. And such a gift to know that I've affected somebody like that. Some people I'll work with for a year, and check in with them about once a month. And really, you know, meet them where they are because sometimes it will then be finding a practitioner, like you and saying like, okay, you need to go get a hormone workup and this is much deeper than we can figure out without doing some blood work. So, you know, I love having a really incredible referral network because I think healing is all about community and finding the empowerment in yourself. And then looking and making that like really tight knit, beautiful circle around you of who are going to help you to get there.
I love that. I see it the same way. I feel like really every woman out there needs a team and that team can be whoever needs to be. It could be an amazing skin coach. It could be a great doctor. It can be a great counselor, but they need a team and that team isn't necessarily there to tell you what to do. It's just really there to open up the road so that you can truly be your best self. You know, when it comes to makeup and beauty, you know, even I, like we talked about at Mind Body Green, I mean, there's still confusion. I'm like, what should I use? What color should I use? What do you think the beauty industry is missing? And what do women really need to be thinking about when it comes to beauty, picking out makeup? Like, what is it that you want them to know and what maybe we should be advocating for?
Well, I'll tell everybody in this moment that everybody feels like they missed the class on how to do their makeup. So if you feel that way, you are not
that.
Alone.
I missed that class, definitely.
Yeah, it's just sort of across the board. I went to school and I've worked in doing it for 15 years. So that's why I feel a little bit better. You know, as women, we feel like we're supposed to be born with this knowledge, but it does take practice and it does, it for sure is learned. I would say that with makeup, think about the colors that your face could produce naturally, like pinch your cheeks and see what color that is, and then that's a really good blush to have. And do you need 10 blushes? No. Maybe you just need one, and you want to feel really confident about that one blush. And think about, like, your eye shadow colors are probably not supposed to be blue or green or purple. You know, to think about more natural colors and get, like, a very tight, edited makeup bag with just a couple products and feel really good about them. Because if you feel really good about them, then you can buy the crazy color lipstick for the event you have to go to. But when you...
So not like the 80 products in the bag that I have currently that I carry everywhere I go. Got it. Okay.
Exactly. And that you don't use. Because if you showed me them, I could tell you exactly which ones you use a lot of. Those are the ones with the holes in the bottom of the eyeshadow.
Right.
The lipsticks that are all worn down. It's not, you know, more is better. It's especially when you're using natural and organic products, they don't have as long of a shelf life. So you need to be using them up quicker. And that's okay if you just change, you know, the way you've been shopping. You shop a really tight, edited kit for yourself, and then you can bring in a couple pieces here and there, but it's not about having 100 products you don't know how to use anymore. That's just, like, it's just contributing to confusion and making you feel worse about yourself.
So a great blush, you think, is important.
A
what
great
else are,
blush,
like, key
pieces? Light eyeshadow, and then, like, a darker eyeshadow, an eyeliner, a mascara, and then, like, a beautiful color that you could wear on your lips. And then also, if you want a little blush, like a different color blush, you could put a little bit of that color on your cheeks, you know, because lipstick is also blush. It's also a cream blush. You just put it on your cheeks and blend it. Yeah.
Do you have your own line, Jessa? Do you have lines that you recommend? Or how can, you know, I know one of my biggest challenges is picking out these products. Like, I want to go and pick the natural and organic products, the ones without all the junk in them and things like that. But then, as you know, I do a lot of media and I'm always scared that it's not going to look as good. Like, what's a great resource for our listeners who, like, when they're trying to navigate the world of natural and organic skincare and makeup, like, where should they go? What should they look at?
Yep. Well, I'll plug my site first, and then I'll plug a couple other resources. Exactly that problem and reason is why I started a natural beauty shop about 6 years ago now online. So it's really tightly curated. It's my favorite mascara. It's my favorite face oil. It's my favorite sunblock, my favorite herbal detox liver tonic to help you clear up your skin. It's really, you know, about taking that guessing work out of it for you, because I know you're all really busy and you don't really have time to try a million products again. So that's a real exciting part of my business, because I get to support beautiful small companies. A lot of the products are made by hand with, you know, these herbalists that are harvesting these plants. And I think the way you change the beauty industry is you shop differently.
Yes.
Your dollar is
the strongest vote.
It is really the strongest vote. So that's a great resource. I'd also say the Environmental Working Group Cosmetic Database is a great resource if you want to look at products that you already have and see what their rating is on the system of how toxic they are for you. I would also say that it's not a perfect system. It has a lot of data gaps. So use it as one of the ways you sort of vet a product. There's another great online and in-person store in San Francisco and New York that opened up called Credo Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Also in New York, there's Cat Beauty. There's getting to be more and more resources for these products.
Because we really want that. As women,
we
want
it.
This.
It's
but
time.
Yours is an online store, though. So for busy women like me, where I can't even make it into the store, honestly. So that's why a lot of my makeup purchasing is online, and I'm guessing at things half the time. Let our listeners hear, like, the best way to get into your store, because I know, like me, that's probably the most convenient.
Yeah, for sure. So you can get to it by going to jessablades.com or to bladesnaturalbeauty.com, like blades of grass. I'd love to... Yeah, I'm sure we can probably link to it after the shop or after the story goes up, and then I can also make you guys, all your listeners, a discount code. That could be really
perfect.
Fun.
Perfect.
Send them over.
That's amazing. I hope the listeners are as excited as I am. So, Jessa Blades, it's a natural beauty shop, correct? Is that
jessablades.com or bladesnaturalbeauty.com? both go right to
ShessaBlades.com or BladesNaturalBeauty.com. And once the show is live, we will have a discount code for all of you guys so that you can get a discount on your purchases. And it'll make all of this so much easier. She's already vetted the products. They're handmade, handcrafted from, herbalists, more natural-based products. And I know my listeners are like me. We don't have time for this. So hopefully this will make it a little bit easier on everybody. Jessa, before I let you go, I close all my shows by asking, I feel like you're a superwoman, but for every woman listening out there, give our listeners maybe your three superhero tips. What should every woman do to feel and look amazing so that they can be their fabulous selves?
Okay, so here are three. I would say the first one is find a way to increase plants into your daily life. So whether that's through herbal tea, putting your feet with no shoes on in the grass, sitting under a tree, eating more sauteed kale with your dinner, that will for sure help your skin and your health and get you feeling more connected to nature. I would say number two is have more fun. I think that what happens a lot when we're going through a health crisis or when we're trying to heal or when we're feeling very vulnerable about something, it's a really stressful time, which is adding to the stress. And having more fun, whether it's cooking a beautiful dinner and being silly and messing up the recipe or dancing or swimming, whatever it is, I'd say that sometimes is the best healer.
Yes, we don't have enough fun. We're all too busy doing, not having fun.
I know.
And your last one. What's your last one?
My last one is to remember that this is about self-care and that it is a practice. So like yoga, you have to go a lot and some days are really bad and you keep showing up. And so, taking care of ourselves, we do it really well for other people and for our kids, but taking care of ourselves on a daily basis and showing up and remembering that it's a practice and we're going to mess up is the real truth of it. So keep going.
Fantastic. Well, Jessa, thank you so much for joining us. For our listeners, please remember, she said, get plant friendly, have a lot of fun, and remember, getting healthy and self-care is a practice. It's not a destination. Thank you all for listening to the Superwoman's Whole Health Fix on the Dr. Taz Show.